Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Hypnotic Orgasm Experiment. As the title says, this is an experiment. Who knows where this will end up, although a release is very much in your future. That being said, it might be interesting to experiment with where you listen to this as well. Maybe it is in the safety of your own home, your bed, a chair. Maybe you are listening to this somewhere else, at a location where you probably shouldn't be. Regardless of how or where or when you're listening to this, I am going to hypnotize you, and I am going to create some very lovely sensations in your body. Some of them will be subtle, others decidedly less so. You may not even realize when it begins, although you may already notice some squirming as you listen to my teasing tones. Try to keep a straight face at certain points, though. If you're not alone, who knows who might notice your blush? Should I ask you to open your mind to the possibilities of hypnosis? How it can affect you? How suggestions are very powerful? Many people are familiar with wet dreams, where their mind is apparently capable of stimulating the body to a degree of pleasure, even resulting in release. Then again, this is a little different. Hypnosis can be direct, and it can be indirect. I could tell you what to feel or merely imply that something is happening. As this is an experiment, maybe I'll use both in differing degrees to distort your perceptions and pull your attention to certain sensations in your body. Arousal is interesting. It's hard to describe at times, although I like the word heat. It works very well at times to describe that sensation of longing, of warmth, of need. It can be slow, almost like a gentle simmer that keeps stimulating places in your body. Although it can easily be something else. Maybe it is hands slowly touching you that you're imagining, fingertips brushing over your skin, sneaking close to those places that are so sensitive, teasing perhaps over the curve of your body. Maybe you're imagining certain sensations, stroking following the curve down until it slowly reaches that place of heat and craving. Of course, this might simply be in your imagination, that you are imagining a soft touch, stroking, carefully avoiding the very most desirable place down there. Maybe it is just some hypnotic language that builds arousal with words like heat and crave and need. For some, they are like waves in their body, every wave another current or a stream of arousal, of sensuality and sexuality gently teasing them, until their body is so sensitive that a mere breeze would set them off. Just a soft puff of wind enough to stimulate the very nerves at the edge of temptation. Puff. Or maybe their fingers slowly sneaking, easily peeking in places where they really shouldn't, sliding up and down between and around. And you know that place where you really want to be touched right now, where your body is so sensitive that a single stroke might make you moan out loud if you're not careful. You know that place that if you're so sensitive that the right caress could just pull you over the edge and keep you there just before it happens if it wanted to. You know how a single touch can sometimes be so intense that the very anticipation of that touch is having you squirm with just feelings of desire and need and craving for that one single. Another moment. And yet, that anticipation, that craving is building up so nice, isn't it? Of course, this is merely an experiment. Experiments can succeed or fail. They can go very well, or they can result in more data that requires further investigation. Maybe you'll be lucky, and you'll be one of the few that gets to enjoy the release as part of this experiment. Or maybe you'll have to suffer the sweet denial of the experiment not quite succeeding. Oh no, poor you. I wonder which one is most alluring to your body, and if the result of it would go the other way just to tease you. Or maybe there is a sway towards release, a tendency to be tempted to let go completely, to really crave another touch, another caress, another feeling of those fingers following the simple lines of your body and finding the very pleasurable places to circle and sweetly tease more and more. You can feel it now, the slow circling around, gently stroking, pulling and teasing, pushing you down ever deepening edge, a craving. Or maybe you're awake and wanting more. Maybe you're needing another build-up. Or maybe I should just stop. You're awake now after all, perhaps a little frustrated, or maybe very deeply frustrated. Do you want another touch? Do you want to feel this low, sensual sensations spiraling deeper and deeper, closer and closer to that sensitive spot? Are you craving a slow sliding interest? Body, this craving, caressing need, waves of wanting that plead for another touch. Or maybe it's the words you want that weave around your mind and twist, the very sensations of pleasure, of needing to measure up to the expectation that isn't there until you're swirling around everywhere, confused, going up and down into trance, knowing what's left of your thoughts, what's right there, craving deeper, and feeling how a very strong, powerful ball of energy is building inside of you, wanting to burst so much, but it's building and building with every tease that I make, with every temptation. As soon as I get closer and closer with a touch, feeling the fingers flutter ever so tantalizingly close. You can feel it on your skin. You can feel how it slowly slides in towards where you want it the most. And then it touches there, just shy of pulling you over the edge, touching you just right so you can feel it with all your might, that bubble, that ball of energy is still growing ever more powerful. And wake. Feel that bubble. Feel how it has already built up so easily while you're still struggling to even stay awake as the feelings pull you down into trance. Because it feels so good. The hypnotic pleasure permeating your mind, the trance dancing over your nerves and creating little sparkles of pleasure, little tingles of tantalizing need, waves of craving, and that ball of energy inside is building and building, ever growing. It's like there's nowhere else that it can go, but every corner of your body, every nerve, every cell is being filled with pleasure and then pushed a little more, pressed against that edge. As fingers slide over where you crave them the most, just a little too slow or maybe too fast for you to really let go, not allowing you the release and making you crave so much more, every wave so much stronger. You're so close, so very, very close. Maybe you're not even aware of how much on the edge you even are. Maybe you're not sure how much you've been hypnotized with all these teasings and sensations. Maybe you're just thinking you're a little relaxed as this all pulls you down and makes you feel good. Of course, it definitely feels nice to be talked to in a way like this. The sensual sentences creating a tapestry of teasing that slowly weaves words around your mind's wanting. It's all working together, all interlinked with your need. Crave. Heat. Wanting and waving with pleasure. And of course, because this is an experiment, we can never be fully certain of the result. Will it be a powerful release that blanks your mind with white hot pleasure that just burns your mind for moments at a time until you find yourself completely lost in the lust that spirals out of control? The desire building and growing, getting closer and closer, feeling fingers stroke and pull and tease exactly where you want them to be. Or will it be more of a frustrating need? A denial that is just shy of the release, a craving that builds in a way where you can't quite believe how intense it is. And it only gets stronger. Maybe there will be numbers, a countdown to an edge, a teasing to please something that isn't there. Maybe there will be a release of words that causes it all to just explode. That ball of pleasure that's been growing and growing, sometimes fading a little bit and then just getting stronger again. Because it is contrast that creates the pleasure to grow even more. Because every time that it fades a little, the next wave gets stronger. Every time that you have a moment of respite, every time that you know that you might fall over the edge, it just gets so good, so close. You want it, you need it. You feel it, you feel that touch teasing you. You feel fingers slowly sliding where they definitely should. And it happens slowly, it builds up. It's almost unnoticeable in how strong it has become, but there's a wave beginning far on the horizon. Something that wants to break on your shores. Something that wants to overwhelm you with pleasure, cresting on your mind. It's getting closer. You can feel how the wave is building up force as it gets nearer and nearer, as it reaches that edge and builds on top of it. The closer it gets, the taller, the more powerful it becomes. And you can feel it happening. You can feel how it builds up, how it wants to break, how it wants to explode, how it wants to release. It's almost there. It's so big, it's so powerful, that whole ball is so much pressure inside, but you don't know what will happen. You don't know if you can, if you will, if you want, if you need, if you come suddenly as it falls all over you, as it breaks and splatters and splashes, as it falls and flows, as it grows and ebbs, as it fills and empties. It happens so suddenly, so powerfully, so deeply, and yet it just feels so natural. The wave just falls on top, and as the bubble explodes, the ball bursts as you fall head first into pleasure. You drop deep. And the slow ebbing waves as the aftershocks stay for a while, as that pleasure just seems to keep going and going in waves that are slowly ebbing away. You are so deeply hypnotized, so completely, utterly. Everything is just warm and lovely and wonderful. And I guess at some point you'll have to wake again, but not yet. For a little while longer you can stay and enjoy this way where you're simply letting all of it wash over you and clear your mind of everything else. As the pleasure ebbs away, what is left behind is a blissful blankness, a deep, drifting nothingness, where every drop is slowly fading. And in a moment, when this file will end, you can remain in this state where you're willing to wait for more words. If my voice follows, they can be heard in the deepest part of your mind. Or if my voice doesn't follow, you'll find yourself slowly returning to the world, to your senses, refreshed and renewed and feeling so good and intense. Of course, a release, the waves that please will be there in your memory, in your mind. Hope you enjoyed the experiment. I wonder if you'll do it again. Enjoy.